Angelos Pangratis, Chargeant Affairs for Manuel Observer of the European Union.
Mr. Secretary General, Mr. Chair of the Permanent Council, Mr. Assistant Secretary General, ladies and gentlemen, very pleased to be with you today. That's a very important day. We had always, since a number of years now, an excellent cooperation with OAS, and I thank all people present and all the good staff of the organization that has really an excellent record of cooperation with the European Commission. Up to now, our cooperation was ad hoc on specific issues. Every time that we had to do something together, I think we can say that we did it with an excellent spirit of understanding and cooperation. But this is an important day because this memorandum of understanding, it's really a message of the willingness to organize our interaction better, to structure our work in a more permanent way. We have defined four sectors of priority: protection and promotion of human rights, integral development, strengthening of democracy, and issues of what we call transnational relevance, like drugs, money laundering, etc., which are areas with a great potential of increased cooperation. We declared by this memorandum of understanding our willingness to commit with your organization further, to structure our work on those issues, to have a working relation on those issues specifically, and to look for a deeper cooperation in priority with those areas. It doesn't mean that it's the only areas that we see as potentially interesting for cooperation, but there is obvious relevance in those areas in the mission of our respective organizations. We both have a very strong focus on Latin America and Caribbean, and we have a very strong focus from the point of view of the European Commission, and in fact the European Union, on inter-regional approach. So the region to region is extremely important, which is very much the view of this organization. So just a word of expectations and confidence that we will build on an excellent relationship, and we will find common ground to take this cooperation to the next step. From our side, in the spirit of the recent communication that we did on our relations with this part of the world, where we highlighted the commitment to work with the regional organizations and particularly OAS. So thank you very much, Secretary General.
Thank you very much.
Appreciate it.
Thank you very much, Ambassador Angelos Pangratis, Chargeant des Affaires of the Permanent Observer Mission of the European Union, and Ambassador Luis Alfonso Hoyos, Chairman of the Permanent Council, Ambassador Jonas Hallström, Permanent Observer of Sweden to the OAS, and the representatives of the Permanent Observers of Spain and France, and Ambassador Albert Ramdin, Assistant Secretary General, and Irene Klinger, our Director of External Relations, and dear friends. First, a welcome to our friends from the European Union to the OAS. I'm honored to have you all here for the signing of the agreement, which strengthens an ongoing decade-long cooperation between the OAS and the European Union, which also builds upon the excellent relationship we have with some of the members of the European Union, who have been traditionally the most cooperative members of the observers of the OAS. And as you know, the European Union joined as an observer in 1998. So it's very true what you were saying before. We had almost over a decade of cooperation, and we have undertaken a lot of projects on the promotion of social, racial, and ethnic equality, on sustainable development, in some important countries such as Haiti, and also in Colombia. We worked in the mining, and also in the work of the Inter-American Drug Abuse Control Commission. And now we all expect the European Union to have even more strengthened work in diplomacy, in security, in trade, in humanitarian aid, and therefore a much larger and strengthened international presence after the ratification of the Treaty of Lisbon. We are confident that this will be an instrument for the attainment of our shared goals to promote development, peace, and security in the world. we have had an excellent second semester of cooperation and of good work, and we certainly look forward also for the Spanish presidency of the European Union, in which we could expect to proceed with all this this activity of cooperation. I think it's very important to mention also that very recently we worked been working on matters of cooperation among cities of Europe and Latin America and the Caribbean in matters of drugs, and that's also very, very important and new activity which we have developed. And the work that we have done also with the IDEA International is also something that must be put forward. It calls for increased cooperation between the European Union and regional political entities, and I think we have identified ideas and proposals and new lines of work which will also be considered. But not only there's a political decision to increase cooperation between our regions, but also the European Union has become the largest investor in Latin America, as well as the region's second largest trading partner and first trading partner of some of the countries, especially the south of the Americas. And as the EU looks forward to play a larger role in the region, we think that this memorandum of understanding develops a much better framework for political dialogue and collaboration in areas of common interest. We specify here human rights protection, integral development, strengthening of democracy, and various areas of transnational relevance as priority areas which the OAS and the European Union share and in which we will focus our future efforts for cooperation. I wish to thank again the efforts of our friends in the delegation of the European Union in Washington and in Brussels, and particularly Mrs. Benita Ferrero-Waldner and Mr. Stefano Sannino, and all of you who have made this agreement possible, and express my wishes that we may continue expanding the relationship for the good of the peoples of the Americas in Europe in a period moment that is very promising for the future development of our regions. Thank you very much.